Mary then did truly conceive a body which had God inhabiting it. And God the Word was truly born of the Virgin. He who forms all men in the womb was himself really in the womb and made from a body of the seed of the Virgin. Ignatius of Antioch, December 16th. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Matthew 1:19-21 and 24. Can you imagine how Joseph felt when Mary first broke the news to him that she was pregnant? The feelings of anger, heartbreak, betrayal, and sadness all likely crept over him. And yet, being the kind man that he was, and a man who clearly loved his fiancée, planned to quietly break off the engagement in a way that would not bring harm to her. This was an incredible display of mercy in a day when many were stoned and shunned for far less. But as he thought about what he would do, he dozed off, and an angel appeared to him and told him the truth of the divine nature of Mary's pregnancy, and that she would bring the Messiah into the world. And when he awoke, we are told that Joseph did exactly what he was told and continued with his marriage to Mary. Now put this in context. Could you imagine if it got out to others that Mary was pregnant and it was not Joseph's baby? Gossip was not invented in the last decade. Would it hurt his business as a carpenter? Would he have the strength to be the earthly father of the Son of God? This was surely a scary calling, and one that was filled with lots of questions. But Joseph did what was asked of him, because he knew it was what God wanted. The Christmas story reminds us that God will lead us to situations that often seem uncomfortable and definitely uncertain. But when we find ourselves there, there is only one choice to make. Do all that He has commanded of you. That is where true blessing is found.